This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into First Take, folks. We're getting ready for the Bud Light Countdown, the kickoff with the Cajun Cannon coming up at 10 a.m. Then it's a noon start here in the Caesar Superdome between the Cleveland Browns and the New Orleans Saints. The Browns just 2-7 on the season and the Saints 3-7. So we'll see who ends up prevailing in a matchup that there's at least more positivity restored for the Saints Nation. Darren Rizzi, a big part of that, obviously a new energy, a new feeling, and obviously snapping that seven-game skid, helpful to the coaching staff, the players, and for sure the fans and us as well, because it ain't easy for, talking about losing football back-to-back to all these, straight weeks. It kind of gets you down in the dumps, man.
Yeah, my philosophy from a fan perspective, this has always been how I've approached it, whether I've been here, whether I've been, where I grew up. I always want to believe the best case scenario until the best case scenario is no longer available to me. So, like, when you look at this and you say, hey, are the Saints going to win out, win their final league game to make it to the playoffs? Almost certainly no. What is the percent chance?
But there's got to be a little bit of hope there.
But my philosophy in terms of being a sports fan is you got to ride the ride. The whole point of the ride is to ride the ride. If you get on the ride halfway through, like, yeah, you had it. You know what the end of the ride was like, but the beginning of the ride is often the most fun part of the ride, and you missed out because you were worried about, hey, what if the ride isn't fun? And then once you figure out the ride was fun, but the fun part already happened. Like, if you bought Bitcoin this week, you didn't get much from it. You start watching a romantic comedy halfway through. You're like, well, I'm glad they ended up together, but there was no conflict. We didn't figure out why. Anyway, so until they give me a reason to stop believing that they're going to go 8-0 and make the playoffs, my addled sports fan brain is going to be like, why not us? Because here's the thing. Will that happen? Almost certainly no. But if it does happen, I want to enjoy every second of it. And in order to do that, you have to enjoy games like this where you're sitting there being like, they're definitely not going to win out. But what if they win today? Then go on a bye and then come back and host the Rams. Maybe they beat the Rams. It's a 4-5 team. They're not great.
Why not us, right?
So that's how I look at it. And you can call me crazy.
Crazy.
What's the point of being a sports fan if you're not a little bit crazy?
You know who's crazy and always fun? Jimmy and Gretna, who's on the line ready to talk to us. What you got for us this morning, Jimmy?
Hey, man. Hey, look, I'm looking at the prices here. I'm thinking of going to see the Jabu Bowl. Jameis Winston's back. And congratulations to him. I don't blame him for trying to go to greener pastures, get a chance to play. He was the first overall pick with Tampa. It didn't work out. Came here, waited. But, yeah, you got tickets right now on the secondary market, guys, for like $12. All right? Last week, Atlanta brought a lot of fans, but Cleveland's not. So, yeah, a comment and a question is, number one, do you guys think the Saints fans are going to boo or cheer for Jameis Winston, Jabu Winston, as they call him, his own nickname on his Twitter handle? And another comment, hey, look, congratulations to Trevor Penning, all right? He hasn't gotten hurt this year. He's developed. And, look, he's not a Pro Bowler, but he's getting better. He's building confidence. It just shows you the power of good coaching and getting the opportunity. And look, we play to win the game. There is still an outside chance at the playoffs. Rizzi's bringing that energy, and I hope we win. I know some people want us to tank for a draft pick. That may or may not work out come the draft day. We don't know. But and then I'll take it a step further, guys. You look at Zach Bond, a guy we cut bait on too early, and he's killing it with the Eagles. I just want to get your take on Penning and Bond and guys that we, you know, drafting guys and development. I want to get your take on that. And congratulations again to Jameis Winston. I plan to cheer him on. I don't want them to win the game, but what do you guys see? Do you see us booing him or cheering for him?
Thank you, Jimmy. Hope to see you at the Jabu Bowl today.
We can kind of knock those down one by one. Right. First, I think it's pronounced Jabu. I think that's how you go. Like Jabu wins.
Jabu.
Yeah. But, okay, so I think they're going to cheer. I don't think any fan would have why would you boo Jameis
before
Winston?
Kickoff, sure.
Well, I mean, I don't know why you would boo him at any point other than, like, you know, maybe they're going to yell. They're going to try to inflect, you know, maybe the yells during the game that are intended to disrupt the offense that he's trying to run will have boos involved there. But there will be I don't know why you would be in the fans and be like, Jameis. Like, he didn't – he stayed here much longer than he – like, he could have left before last season. He stayed here because he wanted to stay. Like, yeah. He loves the city. He probably didn't – I don't think he wanted to leave. But – obviously, his course had been run here, and definitely when you run a, you know, you go rogue on the coaching staff and run a, you know, a fullback dive out of the victory formation,
deal, right?
That kind of seals the deal for you. But no, I don't think there'll be any boos.
I don't think there'll be to start the game, at least.
Yeah. No, I mean, maybe if he does something weird and you know, makes the crowd mad at him. But, hey, we'll see. I didn't think they were going to boo Will Lutz either, but they did that.
No, hopefully we get plenty of Jameis cheers because he's throwing interceptions to Tyron.
Oh, yeah. Right. I'll cheer for that. What a throw. What a completion. You know, just to move on to Trevor Penning.
Right.
I don't want to use the word congratulations. That's the part of it that the only thing Jimmy said that I don't agree with is saying congratulations, Trevor Penning, because congratulations would imply that it's like you've arrived.
Yeah.
You're where you need to be. And he would be the first one to tell you he is not where he needs to be ultimately. I know Mickey came on WWL, said something similar. Clint Kubiak said something similar. Like, if you asked John Benton, he would say the same thing. It's like he is along the path you needed him to go. And when we were talking about Trevor in the preseason, the question was, can you survive him?
Right.
Like, can you actually get through a full season with him and have him not torpedo the season? I don't think anyone looks at this year. Like, if you kind of spent the first half of the season under a rock and came out and found yourself staring at whatever record the Saints had, would you not, like, if that person from the preseason, like, teleported to the future, wouldn't they say, Trevor must be terrible. Like, Trevor must be the reason. Like, no, it's actually everything else that's been terrible. And I think that's where you go. Like, so, you know, I talked to Trevor this week, and, you know, he feels like he's making progress in the right direction. You know, does he still have issues he needs to iron out? Absolutely. He's been a few too many penalties. I think pass pro gets away from him. He's had some good games, some bad games. He's coming off of what Darren Rizzi said was probably his best game of his career.
That's major.
So that's important,
right?
You know, and just to have those positive moments so that you can look back when you are struggling and say, no, this is where it was. This I'm capable of doing this. That's important. But I hesitate to say congratulations because it's definitely not a congratulation.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Situation.
You mentioned, and I mentioned, your sit down with Trevor Penning, and here it is as we get ready for the Browns to take on the Saints here in the Superdome. Trevor Penning with Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak.
I think early in the season, it's like, hey, you pick like something every day you want to work on, and you improve on that, and you pick something else. Is that still your process in week 11, or is that change as you get this far into the season?
Yeah, I think every day I have something in my head that, you know, I watch on film from, you know, the last game or the last practice that I want to improve on, and I work with that every day. I try to, you know, mentally think about it in practice. You want to really work on that so it becomes a habit. So,
is there stuff at this point that, you know, you've worked on it enough that you feel like, okay, I've got that and I move on to something else? Or do you always kind of have to loop back around, and especially with technique, stuff like that?
Yeah, I think it kind of is, it kind of becomes, I don't want to say it. You still think about it, I think, but you try to like make it a habit, basically, after doing, you know, working that technique for so long, becomes a habit, and then you can kind of be like, oh, okay, I got this, I'm going to do this, you know, every time without almost thinking about it. That's really what you want to do. And so you kind of just train yourself to make it, you don't have to think about it as much, so.
Gotcha. So John Benton, obviously, it's your first year working with him, but the thing that he, I think, talks about a lot is just being a teacher as a coach, right? Like, you're coaching, but you're teaching at the same time. Has that been helpful? How has it been working with him this year in terms of getting that kind of development that maybe was elusive last year?
Yeah, I think he's been great. I think, you know, not only me, but the whole line, I think we all, you know, really appreciate having him. I think he's a great coach, great teacher. Brings a lot of knowledge, you know, having him, he knows what he's doing, and he's, you know, a very smart guy, and it's great having him.
So you have the you know, distinction of being one of the few players on offense that had to play in all seven losses. There's a lot of guys missed a game or two. How taxing was that, losing seven games in a row, and how refreshing was it to get a win and kind of push things in the right direction?
Yeah, obviously losing seven straight is not what you want, or it's not fun. It's not fun coming back in here after a loss, and it's just, the mood's not great. It's just not fun. But, you know, winning on Sunday, that was, you know, it was a good feeling for sure. Just like all that hard work that we're doing during the weeks, it pays off, and you know, it's a very good feeling.
So when you are trying to develop like that and then you keep losing, is it tough to kind of keep that perspective of like, I feel like I'm moving in the right direction even if we're losing, or how do you balance that?
I mean, I just kind of think about it every week. I mean, obviously we're not winning, so I got to do something better. And, you know, there's always something you can improve on. And, you know, I'm just thinking, kind of stacking up the days and keep working. I mean, just, you kind of have that like 24-hour rule where you kind of, you know, you watch the game, you kind of pissed off about it almost. You're not happy with the result, but you just got to keep fighting through, and you know, eventually it's going to pay off. So that's kind of what it was. I mean, you just got to keep fighting, put your head down, put your hard hat on, and go to work.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah. Thank you.
That was Jeff Nowak with Trevor Penning, and I think obviously a big thing you have to recognize is that confidence has starting to get restored with Penning, because it was definitely taken away, and you could tell he was lost.
Yeah, that was the biggest issue for me in the preseason. When you saw a guy that was going out there looking like, as like he wasn't sure how he was going to lose, but he knew he was going to lose, and he was just like, I wonder how it's going to happen this time. And, you know, when you watch him on film, the thing that's the most positive that stands out is he's winning reps, you know, and he's not winning every rep, but it's not just like, hey, okay, you have neutral reps and you have lost reps. Like, there are clean wins in there, too. I thought he handled Matt Judon last week as well as he's handled anybody. And that's the thing. Like, you can survive some lost reps if you're also winning reps and adding value. It's also, you can also tell, like, he's identifying things out there. He's seeing things for the second, the third, the fourth time. And that's something that you cannot gain unless you play. And that was always going to be the question for me, is how stalwart were the Saints going to be in sticking with him through struggles and allowing him to develop, because that's the only way. that you're going to find a player and find and develop into someone that you can look at as maybe your right tackle of the future. And here's the thing. I don't know if he's necessarily sewn up that job. You know, wherever the Saints end up picking, if you're in a position to draft a star tackle,
yeah,
you're going to still do that. But I think what you've gotten with Penning is you're now looking at that as a position. Like last year, the Saints went into that draft, and sure, Tali Fuaga might have been the guy they were targeting, but if it was Olu, Fashanu, it didn't really matter. Like, they had to draft a tackle in the first round because you didn't know if they had one, let alone two, because you knew Ryan Ramczyk probably wasn't going to play. And so they were kind of, you know, stuck. Like, they lucked out into a guy that they really liked being available for them at where they picked. Was it 12? But you didn't know that was going to be the case. And if you ended up in a situation where the best player available wasn't that tackle, you probably would have still had to take the tackle. And I think Trevor's development this year is going to put you in a scenario where you're going to go into that draft and you're going to be looking, hey, what's the best option? Can we take a defensive end, right? Can maybe take a quarterback because you don't feel desperate to fill that right tackle spot. And you got to give Trevor a lot of credit. Like, he got a lot of grief. He knows it.
Right.
He knows he had a target on his back. He knows he was under a microscope all preseason. And, you know, he's done what he had to do. And, you know, we'll see how it goes from here. If he gets just train wrecked by the Browns defensive line and lets up three sacks today, we're not going to be talking about how great Trevor's looked. But it's nice to see some development.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.